When we were little, I had a vision for how cool it would be for us to make forts, you know, and then have a battle with marbles in the house, in the dark. Yeah. He still carries the little mark of my vision in a little chip on his tooth. But we have constructive visions that we cast. Maybe you did it when you had that idea that you really wanted to marry that person that may be sitting next to you today. You had a vision. You cast it. And they caught it. Maybe you had it when you decided that now was the time to start that family. And you had that spark of a vision. You got caught up in it together. We cast visions. We cast visions and we hope that those people around us will catch it too. Well, God has a vision for you and for me today and for all of humanity today. And he hopes that we will catch it. And the thing is, when we catch God's vision for us, well, no matter what we think we can do or what we believe about ourselves and our potential, whatever that is, we really ain't seen nothing yet. When we can catch on to God's vision for the purpose of our lives, something that maybe is bigger than ourselves. And I think that that's where Jesus is going in this story we heard today with Nathanael. Jesus is just getting ready to go out on his first big missionary journey, his first ministry journey out into Galilee. And he's got a few disciples, and one of them is Philip. And he has this idea that his friend Nathanael over in Bethsaida needs to get a hold of this vision, needs to get a hold of knowing who Jesus is. So he goes to his friend who is lounging around underneath a fig tree, which is actually kind of a cool place to be. They say that under the fig tree with its shade was a favorite place for people to go and contemplate and pray and think about their lives. Well, that's where Nathanael is. And Philip comes and he casts this vision of this guy that he's met. He says, look, I have found the Messiah. I have found the person that God promised to send into this world to redeem all of Israel. I found the king, and his name is Jesus, and he's come from Nazareth. And then Nathanael, in, you know, one of the premier moments of not catching someone's vision, says, oh, well, nothing good could ever come out of Nazareth. Nazareth was like considered a little backwater place where nobody really wanted to go. If you were there, you wanted to get out, and if you could avoid it, you did. Well, Nathanael changes his mind about Jesus when he listens to Philip's advice that he should just come and see. Just come and see for himself. So Nathanael, he goes, and he sees Jesus. And Jesus, when Nathanael is still far off, before they really met, he says, there is a person, there is a true Israelite in whom there is no deceit. In other words, that is a guy who is sincere. That is a guy who is seeking. That is the guy that is the ideal of what God wants for his people. Nathanael hears this, and he is stunned because he is a sincere guy. He is those things. He says, how could you know this about me? I don't know you. How can you know me? And Jesus says, well, look, I saw you. I saw you when you were underneath that tree. Now, we don't know if Jesus was ever really there next to the tree and looking at Nathanael, but we know that Jesus is saying he knows him. He knows who he is. He knows the potential that he sees in Nathanael. He knows who he is, and he knew who he was when he was sitting under that tree way before Philip ever went over and cast that vision. Jesus knew who he was. Well, Nathanael's like, whoa, this is crazy. He's blown away, right? And in that moment of that recognition that Jesus recognizes who he is, he recognizes who Jesus is at his core, who he really is. You are the Messiah. You are the Son of God. then Jesus to this man, this Nathanael, this sincere seeking guy, Jesus casts a vision of what his life could be if he follows Jesus, right? And to cast this vision, he alludes to a story in Judaism's past. Now Jesus says to Nathanael, he says, look, what you're going to see, you think this is good? What you're going to see if you stay with me is angels, heaven opening up, and angels descending and ascending right onto me. But what he's alluding to is this story in Judaism's past of the patriarch Jacob. The patriarch Jacob, years and generations before, at a time in his life where he wasn't sure where he was going or what was next for him, he was out alone in the wilderness and he lied down to take a rest, to take a sleep. And while he was sleeping, a dream came to him. And the vision was just like what Jesus was saying. The vision that he saw, the dream he had, was a ladder going from where he was up into heaven. And then he saw angels ascending and descending. But Jacob in his dream, he saw God at the top of the ladder. And God cast a vision to Jacob saying, look, Jacob, this place where you are lying, this place where you are sleeping, this is holy ground. You and your descendants are going to be in this place. You and your descendants are going to bless the whole world because this place is going to be like a link between heaven and earth. Well, Jesus to Nathanael is saying, I, Jesus, am that link. I'm that link between heaven and earth, between humanity and people, healing the rift, healing the division between us. And Nathanael, you can be part of this. Nathanael, you can be part of this great vision that God has of restoring the world, of reconciling all of creation back to himself through me. You get that? It's like crazy big vision. It's a crazy big vision. And here's the good news. It's the same vision that he gives to every single one of us. Every single one of us. He's casting that very same vision onto us. And he's inviting us to catch it, to begin to think about our own lives and everything that we do as being connected to this big vision of God's, of the restoration of all of creation. As we restore ourselves, as Jesus restores us and heals us, as we are able to heal others around us, and in the process begin this reconciliation, this restoration of all of creation. It's a huge vision that God casts to every single solitary person in this world. And it's up to us to catch it, to catch it, to catch it. Become something, part of something bigger than ourselves. How many of you have ever found yourself, without even realizing, without even knowing you were getting there, part of something bigger than yourself? Anybody ever had that happen to you? Yeah. I did several times, but one time in particular, it was in high school. We had a football team, right, my senior year. And we were playing, we were good, you know, we started in August, you know, practicing, and we were all right, and we won a couple of games in the beginning, lost maybe one, but we understood, we found out as we went along with the season that we were really pretty good. We were better than we thought, and we kept getting better, and we kept winning games, and pretty soon it looked like there was a chance, like we could go to the playoffs, and if we could win the playoffs, I mean, we could go to the division. I mean, it was this huge deal, and I'm telling you something. We all started to look around at each other and say, well, who are we? We're part of something much bigger than we thought when we started this season, and let me tell you, at that time, in that moment, We started really listening when the coach was giving those speeches about our potential. Because all of a sudden it seemed like maybe he was telling us the truth. Maybe we did have potential beyond what we thought. We began to catch the vision of ourselves in something bigger than ourselves. Maybe you've had it in work or in school when somebody saw potential in you that you didn't know you really had. And you had to start taking seriously what somebody else saw in you. For me, another time was when I held my son in my arms for the first time. And I realized, man, I have responsibility for this life. Maybe I need to start rethinking who I am, what I really believe, what I want to pass on to this child. Maybe I need to start getting my act together a little bit. Saw myself as part of something bigger than myself. Look, God is always casting this big vision for us to catch. And of course, whenever we have those moments where we're being challenged to think of ourselves in a new way, we're always going to kind of be reticent to think of ourselves with what our potential is. Because it's always colored by our past experience, by our fears, and by the things maybe people have told us about ourselves, you know? We're always going to be a little reticent. But listen, God is calling us to put those things aside and to take a little risk and understand that Jesus sees us for who we really are, and he really does know us, and he knows that we have the potential to live revitalized, full, realized lives, that we have the potential to let Jesus restore us and heal us inside, and that we can help others to restore and heal themselves, and that we can become part of this great plan for God's restoration of all of creation. Hello, this is a big, big thing. It's something bigger than us. And we may never know what part we had to play in that until we get to the other side. And we're looking back with Jesus standing by our side. And look what you did. Look what you did. Look what you did when you followed me. When you followed me. Man, I believe that when we have prayers like that, we have prayers like that where we really are thinking, man, God, look, let it be in heaven as it is on earth. Let it be that way in me. Let it be that way in my family. Let it be that way in my church. That God answers those prayers exponentially. God answers those prayers three-dimensionally, restoring and healing us, restoring and healing others around us. Restoring his whole creation through us. It's what's called in religious lingo sanctification. The return of all things to being sacred and set apart for God. Holy, holy, holy. Yeah. It's a big vision. But that's the vision that God casts to each and every one of us to catch. And it's always been his vision. From the very beginning of creation, God's intention has been to take his special creation and partner with them. That we should fill the earth with goodness, fill the earth with creativity, fill the earth with life. Now, sin has disrupted that vision. Made it more difficult. We struggle with sin every day. But God has not stopped casting the vision. God has not stopped casting the vision. And God has not stopped believing that every single one of us can catch it, and have the joy of living in it. Yes, yes, yes. It's a vision for us to catch. But you know, in order to do it, sometimes we have to reexamine what we're doing and maybe take a little step towards Jesus. Maybe go and see what he has for us to see. It might mean doing mundane things, like examining what we do when we get home from work. Maybe we need to change up how we spend our evenings. Maybe we need to listen to that voice that says, you know, maybe I should volunteer and help the youth. Maybe I should be tutoring children. Maybe I should get out and get that job that I know I really want, but I'm a little afraid because I don't think I can do it. I don't think I have the capability. I don't think I have the potential. But go ahead and do it. If God is calling us to go and see, go and see. Catch the vision. Catch the vision. Catch the vision. Because listen, life is short. Huh? Life is short. But God's plan spans all of history. And his desire is for each and every single one of us to become part of that plan. Become part of that plan. Become part of that plan. As we restore ourselves, become restored inside, we help others to be restored. Restore all of creation. And God isn't calling us to do this because we're so great and he needs us so much, but because he loves us so much. He loves us so much. He wants to bring us in with him. Oh, praise him. Praise him. Praise him. God is casting his vision. Every single one of us has the potential to catch it, to find the way that our everyday life melds right together with God's plan for all of creation. We can all join in this great thing that is bigger than ourselves. And by the way, I see it in this church all the time. I see it. No matter what we think of ourselves, our abilities, our capacities, our potential, God sees what we're really capable of. And if we're following him, I'm telling you, we ain't seen nothing yet. In ourselves, in our families, and in this church. Yes? Okay, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful that you care for us, God. That you're the God of the universe, but you care about being in each and every one of our lives. God, help us grab hold of that vision. Help us grow up hold of that truth and really catch it and really live into it this coming week. Oh, God, help us in every decision we make to think, oh, God, is this what you're calling me to do? And help us go and see and do. Yes, Lord, we love you and we praise you. In Jesus' precious name, amen. So, of course, part